Welcome to the WinHEC Channel 9 video series. I'm Deb Droh and I'm a PM on the WinHEC team in the Strategy and Ecosystems Group. I'm here with Naomi Rosell, and she's the Program Manager also in the Strategy and Ecosystem team in the Upgrade Customer Satisfaction Group, as she spoke at WinHEC last spring in 2016. And there's been a new hardware development center launched since then, so she's here to provide an update to driver servicing.
Thank you, Deborah, for having me. I'm very excited to talk about some of the updates since the last spring. So let's get it started. So I want to talk about the update since the last WinHEC, and also some of the driver servicing update for the creators update. The agenda I'd like to cover is that driver servicing overview since last spring, and also talk about a little bit about the hardware dev center launch. And what are the new features that we actually launched, upcoming changes on the driver servicing that are related to the creators update and beyond, and also the directions about where we are going. And those are three items are today is intro sessions. So we'll cover that more detailed session, the detailed scenarios in the upcoming sessions. So driver servicing overview. Hardware Dev Center launched in November 10, 2016. Thanks to all the partners' support on this, we have more than 10,000 submissions made, over 700 partners as of mid-March on this year. This shows that faster adoption. We haven't really seen much of the slowdown between the SysDev to Hardware Dev Center transitions. We continue to work on the SysDev side of driver submission feature migration into a dev center. As of today, we've completed Windows 10 HLK driver migration. We are also working on migrating Win 8, Win 7 driver into dev center. Remaining also features for certification related features are also in progress for the transitioning to a dev center. Driver forward distribution principle change was announced last year. This was discussed during the last WinHEC, spring WinHEC, that RTM plus 90 days, basically partners are required to move the driver upgraded to the next OS. This was still a requirement for the certification. It still is a requirement for the any certifications. But in terms of the driver distribution availability to the end user, we've made a change to make the driver available to the future OS. This means that, let's say if you have a TH-TH2 driver available in the Windows update, those drivers will be automatically also offered to the future OS like RS1, RS2, Creators Update. So this change is basically some changes since the WinHEC that we want to make sure all partners are aware of that. Hardware Dev Center is launched, and since then we've enabled new features that based on mainly due to the partner feedback. First one is the simplified UX workflow with progress bar. Now you can see where your driver is in the process, and if there is any issues in the process, you can see where the driver is, and it will automatically escalate it to our support team if there is a driver actually stuck in a certain time in this process. So you don't have to escalate every time on this issue. We'll be taking care of those issues once it's stuck on this process for whatever the reasons. We also extended driver customization scenario. We call the DUA, driver update acceptable. In SysDev, once you customize the driver once, you could not resell the driver to any other partner. In Hardware Dev Center, we enable the scenario so that you can actually resell the driver that's being customized. We've also integrated driver promotion process and hardware ID review processes. Driver promotion is currently available to limited audience. But this process used to be separate from SysDev within a SysDev. Basically, you have to create a bug to request a driver promotion. Now the request is part of the hardware dev center and part of the driver publishing process that you can make this request now. And hardware ID review process is the same, used to be outside of SysDev process, and you can now make that request within the hardware dev center publishing process. We've also added the option to share submission information with your partner. So if you wish to share the publishing information with other partner, you can add the information of the other partner, and the other partner has the read-only access to view your publishing information. Let's also talk about the upcoming driver servicing related change. We are now moving to a new Windows Update Server, and this is for this specific for the drivers and firmware hardware servicing portion. And we are making this change from this late spring to over to this summer, late summer. And you can expect to see some of the improved publishing performance with this new server. This is a cloud-based server that we currently use for the OS distribution. So driver side is also going to have the same server, the updated new server, improved server with the new performance. As I mentioned about the transition time, we have a phased transition to making sure this server works well on this all the partners, so that we have this transition period where this from late spring to the late summer. Extension INF or INF, this is already available concept today in a mobile SKU. We are bringing that concept into the PC side. And Creators Update have some of the base change to enable the extension INF. And this extension INF was designed to add customization to a base driver, and so that you can add customization portion is separate in this extension INF and be able to service in separately, independently. This is require the universal INF structures and universal INF driver base support. The end-to-end actual servicing, like through the hardware dev center, will be enabled in the future release. And we'll talk about more detail in the upcoming sessions. So where we are going in terms of the driver servicing, we want to talk a little bit high-level information about where we are going. So our goal is to reduce servicing costs and complexity. As we are moving to the Windows as a service world, we need to move on to enabling a servicing is much easier. And of course, cost must be reduced so that a hardware partner can service the driver easily. And also, we need to also reduce complexity of the servicing mechanism so that this is everybody can understand, everybody can do it quickly. So keeping a cost of the making sure the system is current, latest, with the latest, greatest experience is very important for us. And we are working on enabling that feature by basically enabling an independent and transparent and deterministic servicing. We believe in that once we enable that, then that we should also improve the driver quality and the system reliability overall. And we'll talk about more about in terms of what feature is we are going to enable these three principle in the coming sessions and in the coming forums. So some of the resources available today, we have Dev Center, Hardware Dev Center, MSDM documentations available for you to go through the information about what we support for the hardware servicing. And you can also contact the support to talk about any issues if you encounter for the servicing hardware drivers. So with that said, I think that's today's introduction.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Naomi. I'd like to also ask a few questions,
sure,
if you don't mind, where I think our audience may benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned driver promotion,
yes,
was available to a limited audience.
Mm-hmm.
How can partners promote drivers if they're not part of that audience?
Sure. So driver promotion is the way for a partner to enable the driver to make available automatically. And if you have the needs to make a driver available automatically to the end users, you can request your needs to through your Microsoft contact or your through a support contact through the Dev Center support page. And make sure to let us know the reason why you need to promote the drivers, and then we'll review the request, and then we'll let you know about the availability for the driver promotion.
Excellent. Okay, you also discussed publishing performance improvements. Mm-hmm. Can you provide more detail around that?
Sure. So moving to this new Windows Update Server, we do expect the much higher capability of the performance to handling driver publishing. For example, we have a case where sometimes driver size, package size is very large, and also there could be hundreds of targeting that in the back end Windows Update was processing for the each update, as just like as the one package for the update. With this large number of the driver targeting and then large size of the driver package, it could take, actually used to take like a day, mm-hmm, for certain like extreme case. Those cases we do expect have a much faster, much improved performance for, like, let's say within hours to be able to support that. So the partner has probably see a much faster the progress bar of the publishing status to change to the finalized state in a much faster.
Okay, great. Thank
servicing.
You. Yeah. Okay, regarding the driver servicing direction, mm-hmm, that you discussed, can you define more about what you meant in this area?
Right. We talked about a little bit about the deterministic and transparency, mm-hmm, servicing and simplified servicing. That's kind of our goal to enable as a principle. We have multiple initiatives going on this. For example, for a transparency portion, we'd like to enable the visibility into more on the driver status on Windows Update. Mm-hmm. We'd like to share more information about the driver health information in the market. Deterministic side, we're also talking, investigating about the how we can improve the targeting to be more simplified, that partner can understand, that partner can also use in the hardware dev center. So we're looking into the multiple positions and multiple areas from the different lenses to enable the more, much easier servicing. So we can talk more probably about it in the near future, about that, what's the actual look like in terms of the what features we're enabling. Mm-hmm. So today we can talk about on this, like, the direction, and talk about some of the principle we wanted to make sure that everybody's aware of. But in the coming months, we'll talk about some of the new features coming up on the future releases.
Excellent, thank you. So in general, if a partner needs further assistance or has, mm-hmm, further questions, where, mm-hmm, can they go?
So they can go to Hardware Dev Center support page. And if you actually look at the black bar, there is a question mark where you can actually press that question mark to go to the support page, and you can actually put your questions and issues information there. And our support team will usually come back quickly and answer the questions you may have and any of the issues that you have encountered in the Hardware Dev Center publishing.
Okay. Thank you, Naomi. I look forward to doing this again in the future.
Thank you so much for having me here. Yeah. And I look forward to having a more deep dive session on the other areas.
Great, thank you. And thank you, viewing audience. Please provide your comments in the comment window.